The following is a discussion on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 6th chapter, text number 20 through 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 23rd, 1976, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
But the Shakti, the energy is coming from the Supreme. Here we find this place is shadow, and that place is sunshine. Both these places are due to the sun. When there is no sun, there is no such distinction. So this is shining, sunny, and this is shadow. So this distinction is there so long we do not know the real source. But if we know the real source, we can understand that this distinction is temporary. Actually, the energy is coming from the Supreme. So shadow has come from Supreme, and light has also come from Supreme. So there is no distinction, ultimately. Just like earring, golden, manufactured from gold, and the gold which is not manufactured. So this distinction, manufacture and non-manufacture, secondary. But really, the earring is also gold, and the lump of gold is also gold. So why should we say that earring is false? It is also gold. In relationship with the Supreme Source, Janmadya Sajata, there is no such distinction. In another place, while Vyasadeva was instructed by Narada, he said, Idam Nibhisham Bhagavan Ivetara. This Vishwa, Virat Rupa, is also Bhagavan. But it appears different from me. Just like the shadow appears different from the sun. But actually, taking the central point of emanation, it is different manifestation. Three, there are so many varieties. One is trunk, one is branch, one is twig, one is leaf, one is... So the varieties are there, but the tree is one, the root. So ultimately, there is no variety, only one. Saddam Khalidam Brahma. So the difference is, the Mahavadis, they abruptly say everything is one. Not everything is one. The trunk is not one with the leaf. But ultimately, because the root is the cause, so there is no difference between the trunk and the leaf. This is Achintya Bhedabhed, brother. Simultaneously one and different. On the whole, everything is the Supreme Personality of God. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat abhyaksam massani sarvabhutani naham tesu avastha. Why should he think this world is mithya when it is created by God? Does God create anything false? No. When it is created by God, there is no question. When you think that I create some business, some factory, that is my pleasure. But if somebody else thinks it is for his pleasure, that is Maya. The world is created by God. He has got some motive. So if the world, cosmic manifestation, is utilized for his purpose, then it is spiritual. Otherwise it is material.
In the seventh canto, the second volume, the first chapter in that volume, Prahlad Maharaj is talking how the studying of the three Vedas is external, and it includes knowledge, though, of education and self-realization. But he considers it material because it's external study of the Vedas. I don't understand that.
Anything external is material.
Self-realization is included in that list of education and self-realization and other items.
Yes, self-realization. Simply understanding I'm not this matter is also external because there is chance of fall down. But when you are actually engaged in Krishna service, that is positive platform of self-realization. Different stages of self-realization.
Sometimes, Srila Prabhupada, when we explain that our activity is spiritual, what we are doing is spiritual, just like we say the quality of the tape recorder becomes spiritualized when it's used in Krishna's service. The materialists, they don't understand. They say, well, the tape recorder will also break. The tapes will also be burned up sometime.
That's all right. It will go to Krishna. Break in, where it will go.
Well, they say the chemicals again become
that's chemical. Where it will go. Jatavai mani kutani jayante jasmin sangusanti. Everything is created from Krishna. Again, it returns to Krishna.
Then they say then we needn't play Krishna conscious music, we might as well play rock and roll if it is going back to Krishna.
That is Maya. This is meant for Krishna's service. Absolutely to do anything else, then it is Maya. Maya is also Krishna's Maya. Devijesangunami Mama Maya. Maya is also Krishna's. But under Maya we suffer, under Krishna we enjoy.
So if we engage everything here in Krishna's service, then the atmosphere will change.
Yes.
They can notice the change in the
atmosphere. That is real atmosphere. Rupena Bhavasit. Mukti means to stay in the original form.
example that the spirit has form, and therefore the body also has similar form, just as a hand has a form and a glove. It's the hand with similar form. So how can we understand that the trees have a certain form that is their spirit and the form of a tree?
Yeah.
Then how do we explain the transmigration of soul?
So this outward is the form. What is the difference? This kind.
The question. It says this human body has a human form. We say because this body has a form, the soul also must have form.
No.
Talking about the transmigration.
Just as the glove has a certain form because the hand is shaped like that. The material body of the human has that form because the spirit is in that form, and the tree has that form because the spirit is in that form.
Your difficulty is that the form is fixed up.
Yeah.
That is not. Like how Krishna appears in so many forms. Everything is spiritual.
Well, the form in the spiritual sky is not absolute either. We can take different forms in the spiritual sky.
Yes, there are also many forms. But all of them are spiritual. The Vrindavan. There is tea, there is Yamuna water, there is land, there is cow, there is cup, there is ropes, gopis, and they are all spirits. Just like from earth, he makes many forms, but that earth, he makes pots, he makes dolls, he makes. But they are all earth. Similarly, spiritual world, there are many forms, they are all spirit. What is the difference?
Does that form ever change? That form changes
always? Yes.
Krishna is young and then he's a little older.
Generally, there is nothing. One likes this type of form. Santo Dasara, Sakha Vatsala Mahārāja.
That change is available to anyone to progress from Shanta to Dasya?
That change is not material change. The spiritual bliss is there, either in this form or that.
That if we serve Krishna, we will enjoy, and if we serve Maya, then we suffer. How can we get over our desire to serve Maya and enjoy separately from Krishna?
Just when we, in the material world, when we try to enjoy, we suffer. In the material, where we suffer, when we try to enjoy, we suffer. And how we get over our desire, and when we serve Krishna, we become happy. But how will we get over our desire to serve Maya? The attachment is strong. He says, how will we get over the desire to serve Maya, to try to enjoy ourselves in this material world?
Serve Krishna.
It says here that yang labdhva chaparam labham manyante nadikam tataha. One obtaining actual service of Krishna. When one tastes the service of Krishna, then he sees any other gain. He does not consider anything else. Established thus, one departs from the truth, and upon gaining this, he thinks there is no greater gain. So when you actually taste the service of Krishna, then you won't consider anything else to be worthy of your effort. But and when we do think something else to be worthy of our effort, then it means that we're not really becoming advanced in Krishna consciousness. We're not developing. We should try to develop to that point. We have to develop. Prabhupada said this is the test of Krishna consciousness, that he will not want to depart from Krishna consciousness to enjoy himself in material nature. And when one still wants to do that, that means he hasn't advanced to that point of stability in Krishna consciousness. Dridavrata, who's completely fixed in his service, avastiti. Thus, yatra stitaha na chalati. When one is situated there, he doesn't depart from there. He doesn't want to go out from there. We have to reach that point.
So Srila Prabhupada, if at this platform we are not yet, we are still desiring to depart from Krishna's service and enjoy, and then we have not yet tasted devotional service. What is it that we have tasted that is keeping us temporarily connected to Krishna?
That is the Vedic injunction, is keep yourself connected with Krishna, then we'll develop the taste. That's like jaundice patient does not taste sugar as sweet. But if he continues to take sugar candy, then he'll have the real taste of sugar candy. Sweet, not bitter. So he has to continue to eat sugar candy continually, samanam kirtan. Then he'll have to take.
But the patient must be intelligent to keep, even though he does not want.
Patient is always rascal, fool. You cannot expect him to come in. He must agree to the physician direction. That is intention. He must know that he is diseased. He must follow the instruction of the physician. That much will help. Unless one is rascal, he does not fall sick. As soon as you violate the hygienic principle, he becomes sick. One commits sinful activities on account of ignorance. So therefore, the best advancement of civilization is not to open hospitals, but to give them a lesson so they may not fall sick and go to hospital. That is real, but they do not. They keep the mass of people in ignorance. They fall sick and they come to hospital. A number of hospitals increase, they think it is abnormal. This is their idea. So even the Christian religious person, they also open hospital to give leave to the patient. But that is not the program. The program is why he should fall sick and come to the hospital. Precaution is better than cure. One comes to the hospital for cure, but why not take the precaution so that he may not have to come to the hospital for cure? That is Vedic civilization. They have different prescribed rules and regulations so that a person may not fall sick. The modern idea is that let them fall sick. We have got hospitals, we shall treat him. And he'll be cured. But he is cured, again he falls sick. Very, very well. We have no program for precaution. They have program for cure. But actually, precaution is better than cure. We are taking precaution. The other fools, rascals are thinking, what these people are doing? They have no hospital. They have no this program that according to them. Just like our Vivekananda, he prescribes Daritanaran Seva. The same thing, hospital. You kill one animal and the hospital patient is given the meat for improvement of the health. But he does not know that this is not curing. He is becoming implicated in his karma. He has to be killed again and eaten by the other animal. That he does not. We do not accept karma fall. The result of creative activity, so do not accept. But you have to accept. There is no excuse. If you contaminate some disease, you must suffer from the disease. There is no excuse. Some way up for more. You have to enjoy or suffer the result of karma. Karma bandhana. But when you act for Krishna, then you are mukta. The gatha karma, anatra karma. Karma must be there. If you act for Krishna, then it is all right. And if you act for your sense gratification, then there is bondage. If you do not take education, if you remain fools and rascals, then you will suffer and create disturbance. Therefore, everyone must be educated, good citizen. It is good for him, good for others.
Sa nishchayena yoktavyo yogo nirvinna chetasa sankalpa prabhavan kamangs tyaktva sarvan asheshataha manasaivindriya gramam vinyamya samantataha. Translation. One should engage oneself in the practice of yoga with undeviating determination and faith. One should abandon, without exception, all material desires born of false ego, and thus control all the senses on all sides by the mind. Purport. The yoga practitioner should be determined, and should patiently prosecute the practice without deviation. One should be sure of success at the end, and pursue this course with great perseverance, not becoming discouraged if there is any delay in the attainment of success. Success is sure for the rigid practitioner. Regarding Bhakti Yoga, Rupa Goswami says, Utsaha nischaya dairyat tat karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vrittek shadbir bhakti prasidyati. Quote, the process of Bhakti Yoga can be executed successfully with full-hearted enthusiasm, perseverance and determination by following the prescribed duties in the association of devotees and by engaging completely in activities of goodness. Unquote. As for determination, one should follow the example of the sparrow who lost her eggs in the waves of the ocean. A sparrow laid her eggs on the shore of the ocean, but the big ocean carried away the eggs on its waves. The sparrow became very upset and asked the ocean to return her eggs. The ocean did not even consider her appeal, so the sparrow decided to dry up the ocean. She began to pick out the water in her small beak, and everyone laughed at her for her impossible determination. The news of her activity spread, and at last Garuda, the gigantic bird carrier of Lord Vishnu, heard it. He became compassionate toward his small sister bird, and so he came to see the sparrow. Garuda was very pleased by the determination of the small sparrow, and he promised to help. Thus Garuda at once asked the ocean to return her eggs, lest he himself take up the work of the sparrow. The ocean was frightened at this and returned the eggs. Thus the sparrow became happy by the grace of Garuda. Similarly, the practice of yoga, especially bhakti yoga in Krishna consciousness, may appear to be a very difficult job, but if anyone follows the principles with great determination, the Lord will surely help, for God helps those who help themselves.
No
questions. So is there ever, for someone whose determination wavers and slackens here and there, is there ever a point where the neophyte devotee is in danger of just forgetting everything and falling, tumbling completely backwards?
Everyone is neophyte. You should practice determination. That's if you cannot practice, then why should you enter into this association? Let him remain alone. One who has entered with the determination that I must practice. So if he cannot practice, then why this makes up? That I belong to Krishna consciousness movement. I am initiated. Why this? First, you must practice. It determines that by practicing I will be successful. That is one. He has no determination. Why should he make a show? Dhirabhata. Bhajante vam dhirabhata. Dhirabhata, that is what? Determination. When one is determined, his success is sure. If it is not determined, then success or failure.
Can one develop determination gradually?
Very gradually. When you promise before your spiritual master that no illicit sex, no gambling, no mistreating, why should you fall down? If there is no deep determination, how should you promise in presence of the deity, fire, spiritual master, Vaishnava? Why do you make this fuss if you have no determination? If you want to make it a fast, that depends on you. But you should not.
When we make that promise...
Yes, you should not fall down. That is determination. That is gentleman's determination, that I have given my promise. Why should I fall down? But that is determination. I must respect the promise. That is called dhirabhat. So he will succeed. Where is the difficulty? There's no difficulty. But if we want to cheat, there is another. If we have no determination, we should not take up this land. Therefore, chance is given that stay with us for 6 months or 1 year, be determined, then be initiated. If you are not determined, what is the use of false initiation?
Sometimes this weakness seems to be...
The weakness, yes, you rectify weakness. Why you give any importance to weakness? Weakness is weakness, rectify it.
Promise is the minimum determination. This promise of following 4 regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds daily, that is minimum determination. Then from there, it must increase.
Initiation means minimum. Just beginning. That is the dictionary meaning, initiation. The Chaitanya Chaitamrita, there is a bhāt. Saddhā sabde viśyā sudhira niṣyā krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kṛtaḥ. Explain. You understand? Saddhā sabde viśyā sudhira niṣyā krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kṛta hai.
The word shraddha means faith. So by the word faith, you mean a firm determination or conviction. Shraddha shabde vishvas
sudhira nishya.
Sudhira nishchoy. Vishvasa means faith, which is sudrida, very sudrida. Dhrida means firm, and sudrida means very firmly. Nishchay is used here also. So nishchayena yoktavyo. The yoga is to be engaged in, applied with firm
faith. With faith, nishchay means conviction.
Conviction. Krishna
bhakti koile.
Krishna bhakti koile sarva krita karma.
karma karma krita hoy.
Karma karma krita hoy. And if one engages, if one performs service to Krishna, then everything else becomes accomplished.
Yeah.
Everything else becomes accomplished. If one renders service to Krishna, then automatically everything else, one has no obligations to the material world.
Otherwise, why Krishna will say, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraj? Because by that action, everything will be done. Krishna says, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam. That is, means he is cheating. There are so many other occupations. Say, Desha dharma, samaja dharma, brahman dharma, kshatriya dharma, medical dharma, lawyer dharma. You can manufacture so many. Dharma means occupational duties. But if you take only one occupational duty to serve Krishna, all things will be included. Mami kang saranam. So, to accept this principle means firm determination, firm conviction. Yes, if I serve Krishna, then all my other duties will be automatically done. This is firm conviction. By one stroke, I will kill so many birds.
Anartha Nirviti? Rupa Goswami says, Bhajana Kriya, then Anartha Nirviti, then all the unwanted things.
That's all beginning with Krishna Bhakti Kaile, Sarva Karma Krita. Bhakti beginning is Adu Sadhya, Tatu Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya. The material world means simply creating unnecessary duties. Simply. Anartha. Any material activities you take, analyze, it is simply useless. Therefore they are called anartha. Anartha nivittisya. Take for example, we say, no meat eating. What is the difficulty there? I've seen in the airplane, they eat meat, a little piece, not a lump. But because everyone is eating little, we require huge number of slaughterhouses. But if one decides, I have got so many preparations to eat, so why shall I eat little beef? Let me forgo. Immediately he is saved from so many sinful activities. It is not that he will die. If he does not eat a little piece of meat, he will die. He will not die. We are not dying. We don't take. Similarly, everyone, without eating meat, he can live very nicely. There are the four principles. There is no difficulty. But on these four principles, the whole world is merged into sinful activities. That is called anartha, unnecessary. That is material condition. Unnecessarily creating trouble. There is no necessity. But on account of ignorance, foolish association, sinful life, more and more, going on. Andha jatham dhiru puniya mana. And the deed has encouraged, yes, we'll do this. Enjoy life. What is his enjoyment? If anyone sees slaughterhouse, will he enjoy? And is it a slaughterhouse? Is it enjoyment? But he takes it in there. This fellow not unnecessary, without any meaning. Mad, just like a madman acts without any meaning. A monkey acts without any meaning. This is called almost unnecessarily creating disturbance. Anatha upasamam sakshat bhakti yoga madhukhaji. If you take to Krishna consciousness, then anatta will be finished. Anatta nivittisya. They are no more interested in unnecessary things. Illicit sex. One side, they are encouraging contraceptive method. So why not stop illicit sex? Then automatically there is contraceptive method. So one side, they will encourage contraceptive method, unlimited, unrestricted sex. This is their civilization. Why not teach him not to practice illicit sex? Then everything is done automatically. There's no need of contraceptive method. If one is trained up to indulge in sex only for begetting nice children, then there's already contraceptive method. There's no necessity of unnecessarily producing cats and dogs, children. So that requires training, determination. The Shastra says, you should not become a father if you cannot train up your children to save him from death. Who is the father? Who is training? To save him from the cycle of birth and death means to make him Krishna conscious. So if you are not yourself Krishna conscious, how you can train up your children to become Krishna conscious? This is determination. But if I cannot train my children to become Krishna conscious, and thus avoid the botheration of birth and death, I shall not have sex. That determination will save so many troubles. But that can be done by practice, by engaging the mind in Krishna, it is possible. The more you advance in Krishna consciousness, you lose interest in this sex life. In Vaikuntha there is no sex life, because The sex pleasure is not the foremost pleasure in the Vaikuntha world. The sex pleasure is foremost here in this material world. They have got so much transcendental spiritual pleasure, this sex pleasure, they're astonished. Is that pleasure? That stage is possible. Still there are so many brahmacharis. So everything depends on practice. Abhyasa yoga yuktena. That requires determination.
One returns to his swarup, his natural form.
First of all, anartha nivitti. You are accustomed to so many bad habits. First of all, try to rectify it, then talk of swarup. Where is your swarup? Simply wasting time. The man is diseased. He's thinking, when I shall be cured, I shall eat, go to this hotel, I shall eat like this. First of all, cure. Then talk of eating this and that. Swarup, when you are cured, that is swarup. So long you are not cured, well, what is the use of talking? Swarup. First business is cure yourself. Anartha nivitti, that is anartha. Then swarup will come. That is Babaji's. In Vrindavan you have said, Siddha Pranali.
Siddha Pranali, Siddha Deha.
They are smoking and having illicit sex with one dozen of women, swarup, rascal. This is called Sahajya, rascal, condemned. Where is your swarup? Don't talk unnecessarily. First of all, come to swarup, then talk of swarup.
So our motivation should be to get free from birth, disease, old age, and death.
That is already explained. But we must be determined how to execute devotional service. Without determined devotional service, how we can attain that position? What is the use of talking? Utopian. First business is anartha nivitti. Sadhu suddhya tato sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya tato anartha nivitti. You adopt this means that you have got full faith that Krishna consciousness will save me. Then you live with devotees who are similarly determined. Then you execute devotional service, then anartha nivitti. You will be free from all this. These are the stages. Then up to anartha nivitti you have to struggle very hard to determine. And then automatically everything will come. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi, tata shakti, tato bhava. So before sarva, again, anartha nivitti, don't expect all this. Read.
shanaihi shanai rupa ramet buddhya dhriti grihitaya atma sangstam manah kritva nakin chedapi chintayet.
This is practice.
Translation. Gradually, step by step, with full conviction, one should become situated in trance by means of intelligence, and thus the mind should be fixed on the self alone and should think of nothing else. Purport. By proper conviction and intelligence, one should gradually cease sense activities. This is called pratyahara. The mind, being controlled by conviction, meditation, and cessation of the senses, should be situated in trance or samadhi. At that time, there is no longer any danger of becoming engaged in the material conception of life. In other words, although one is involved with matter, as long as the material body exists, one should not think about sense gratification. One should think of no pleasure aside from the pleasure of the Supreme Self. This state is easily attained by directly practicing Krishna consciousness.
Before you said the patient has no intelligence.
Therefore he requires his own master guidance. Because he is asking, what is the use of accepting the spiritual master? If you want to be cured independently, what is the use of calling a physician, consulting a physician? You do it yourself. Yes, ma'am.
The difficulty is that we cannot understand, we cannot feel what pleases Krishna now, yet we can feel what pleases us, and that is the difficulty.
You have no feeling that everyone knows. Therefore you have to carry out the order of spiritual man. That's all.
If we try to please Krishna with all of our service and activities, that automatically bring pleasure to the self?
You cannot please Krishna directly. You please your spiritual master, Krishna will please. If you want to please directly Krishna, that is not possible. That is concoction. You cannot please. That is not possible. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. You have to please your spiritual master, then Krishna. Don't jump. Guru-mukha padma-vakka chitrita koriya-yakka. What is that? Song in Delhi sing. What is that?
The words, by the words of the spiritual master, our mind becomes conclusive.
Arna koriya-manaya. Don't concoct. Don't you sing Delhi? Arna koriya-manaya. Don't manufacture ideas. That is dangerous. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches by his example. Guru More Murkha Dakhi Karila Sat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Prakashananda Saraswati that my spiritual master saw me a fool number one. So he has chastised me. So don't try to read Vedanta. Chant Hare Krishna. understanding. Yes. Yeah, he has come to this time. This sound is purposefully created?
Yes,
sir. Just to show that he has a motorcycle or what is the platform?
They have given us trouble sometimes.
Huh?
They have given us trouble sometimes.
Demons. No. They don't like us.
They are doing better than before, but still they are somewhat envious.
Everywhere. This world is like that. Even the father will give trouble. Pralhad Maharaj.